DJW Mobile.
You don't say. In zero TR Mobile. I did.
Afternoon. It is afternoon, isn't it? 4:27, I suppose it is.
It doesn't matter when you return, Dave. It's Friday evening.
Just decided it was time to send out a beacon right after you said it.
It's Friday evening when you return.
At the same time.
What are you up to? We're just coming back from Spartanburg. We delivered a purse to a lady, to my son-in-law's mom that Bernice put a new zipper in. Now we're starting to get into some big traffic over here at, what's the name of this town, Bernice? Lyban. And headed back to the west, right into the sun, just about. Where are you headed? Get out and get some chow. We just ate at Golden Corral.
Well, I'm learning the ropes on how you order food at Ingles and then you go pick it up and you don't have to shop for it. I ordered one of those gigantic rolls of eight rolls of Bounty paper towels, the really big one, and he comes out with this little tiny thing. Paid $36 for about an $8 bundle of Bounty paper towels, so I'm going to have to go figure out what happened there. I don't think he visualized the paper towels that I selected. I think he visualized a different bundle. I'm going to have to check my receipt and see what they charged, see if they charged me for the little tiny one or the great big one.
$2?
No. Oh, $22? Yeah, we got a huge package of real good toilet paper over there at Sam's for $22. I don't know how many's in that thing, you Bernice, but it's a lot, Dave.
To get him with paper towels, so I only have to get him once in a blue moon. He came out with his six-pack of... The paper towels look like a six-pack of toilet paper rolls. It didn't look like paper towel rolls. It looked like a six-pack of toilet paper rolls. So I'm just learning the ropes. I don't know how this works or how... It could be I picked the wrong one. But I looked at the price on one that looked small, and it was like $8. And then there was another one that was $32, so I picked the one that was $32, and I think I got the one that's $8.
Good thing about Ingles is it's a quality store and good people there. That's been my experience there. Publix is the same way. They're just a shade bit more, but it's worth to get good things. And we get our paper towels over here too. And to give you an idea, a package of those paper towels, when you set it underneath the grocery cart, it takes up the whole underneath side of the grocery cart. So there's a lot of towels in there. I try to keep a couple rolls upstairs in the closet, that way I don't have to run downstairs every time to get the dang things. But I remember people going there and you'd see them with two or three of those packages and it just fills up a whole cart. They'd get up to the register and they'd just take them off and say, no, the limit's one. And there's big signs there said the limit's one, but they don't care.
Fucked up on toilet paper when COVID hit. I had taken over the duties of getting groceries for about 2 years before COVID hit. And every time I went, I just put a 9-pack roll of toilet paper underneath the cart. And like you said, the one that I get takes up the whole bottom side of the cart. You can't even put a pack of Mountain Dew under there when that thing's under there. But I had every time I went, I just put a roll of the 9 deluxe size paper towels or toilet paper rolls. And you do that every time you go to the grocery store for 2 years, you build up quite a backlog. Amy told me you have to check before you go to see if you need it. And if you need it, you buy it. If you don't need it, you don't buy it. And that took me a while to get through my head. So we had about 3 years of toilet paper stored up before COVID ever hit. We never ran out of toilet paper, never ran low, nothing.
Well, that's the way we do when we go to Aldi's. Bernice always keeps ahead on canned good commodities, you know, and, you know, stuff that you can store, and we got a shelf down in the basement. So there's always pork and beans, which is, I got to have them about every night. And that's the secret to a long life, is legumes. That's what I tell everybody. Oh, man, what a mess this is up here. People are stupid. They come around and block the whole intersection. The dangest thing I saw today was, it was pitiful. There was a little old white-haired lady, and she come out to her car, and this junky-looking Toyota truck, it pulled in, and it wasn't parallel in the parking place, you know, between the lines. And that little old lady, it's 44 degrees out there, and there's just no way she could even get back in her car. You know, that's really inconsiderate.
Word legume since I used to live in France. that's you know, that's French for vegetable. Anyway, well, that was pretty cool hearing you say that word. Yeah, well, like you said, you know, they walk among us, and now we know that there's more of them than there are of us.
Oh, man. Yeah, that I felt so sorry for, and we was already headed out. There was no way. I don't think I could got it. I was going down to the Apple store yesterday, and my grandson come up to take me down there, and he was observing Christmas presents, of course, but he come up, and he's got this big Dodge truck. Well, I didn't know it, but he took the running boards off of it, and it's, 2007 or something like that, 4x4, four-door, just a huge truck. And I started getting that thing when we come out of the mall, down there at Haywood Mall, and I felt like somebody just stuck an ice pick up in my spine. And I asked him why he took it off. He said, oh, it looks cooler that way, Grandpa.
Cooler with the mom there. I was going and looking there for a while. Every time I took a car, Amy's car, to the Toyota place, I was going to look at the Tacomas. And they had Tacomas that had, you know, they have like six or seven different ranges of build-out on them, and one of them, or one or two of them, had those on it, and I thought that it looked a whole lot better with those things on it than, it just, it looks like it's missing something without it.
Well, I had them put on my 2011, and they're really great, and even though Maurice is crippled up pretty bad now with this hip, until she gets it replaced, she can still get in that truck. I agree with you. I think they look nice. They're chrome. They have that rubber stuff up on top of them. I don't have a problem with it at all. But you know, kids, they had to have a $500 subwoofer. And I said, don't ask Grandpa for any such thing. I said, that's nuts.
The Vandersteen stuff I went and looked at the other night, $90,000 for a pair of speakers. And then you have to have an amp for each speaker that's $120,000 each. And then you have to have a preamp. That's the one that I did the coding for, to drive the whole system. about $250,000. So $500 for a woofer, that's nothing. That's pennies. I never forget my dad telling me the story about his brother, my uncle that died 4 months before I was born. He went and bought him a new Buick. He was 20 years old. This is right before he passed away. And he was taking the hood ornament off of it. And my dad went out there and said, why are you doing that? It's a brand new car. Why are you taking the hood ornament off? And he said, it looks cooler that way. And he said, and if you bought it and it didn't have a hood ornament on it, would you go buy the hood ornament and put it on it because it looks cooler with it on it? I never forget my dad telling that story.
Well, you know, man, for years, I remember, Dad Burnett, one of our close friends, he has a Mercedes, and for years, and they can go get those ornaments off of the front of the Mercedes. Mercedes and then make a necklace out of it. Jiminy. That's really in poor taste.
Just order one instead of taking them off of other people's vehicles. Well, I'm here. I'm going to unload, and I'm going to take a inventory of what I got versus what I thought I was getting. I'll let you know how that goes. It's a learning process, but it might be kind of cool instead of having to go spend a half hour, 45 minutes at the store. I might be able to just stop by there and wait for them to bring it out to me and then pick it up and go. Anyway, you and Miss Bernice, enjoy the rest of your evening. Good talking to you. N0TR, W4DJW.
Yeah, I'll let you come gather the eggs for me, Dave. It's cold out there. Well, I think it's a cool idea, but with produce, sometimes they don't pick out the best items, like grapes and stuff like that, but that's what you got to watch. Anyways, take care, Dave. Good to hear you. W4DJW N0TR. And if you got a second, where was it you seen those speakers that were that expensive? I never heard of such a thing.
Anderstein speakers. It's a truck driver from the 70s, 50s. It really was into audio. He was a truck driver in the 70s. So he decided to build his own pair of speakers. And he did some studies, and he went to school, and he learned how to do it, and he started building it, and it caught on, and so he built better ones and better ones and better ones. And time went by, and now it's 2024, and he's got probably close to one of the top sets of speakers out there that you can purchase. There are some other speakers that cost substantially more than his. Those are $4 million a piece, and they look like Nautilus. They look like a Nautilus shell. And they're $4 million each. So his isn't by any means the top that you can purchase. People who like audio and have lots of money tend to spend lots of money on audio. But his name brand is Vandersteen. It is not the top of the top, not the best of the best, but it's pretty close.
Can you Google that? I'll have to tell my grandson about that.
Yeah, you can. Vandersteen, V-A-N-D-S, it's spelled like it sounds, V-A-N-D-E-R-S-T-E-N, Vandersteen Audio. He has amps, speakers, preamps. He's got a new one. We went to that restaurant, the Select, in Greer. He came over here from California. He knew I lived in Greer. He didn't know where I lived in Greer. He didn't know I was going to be there because my buddy up in Charlotte called and got us in. And we went down there and met him for the very first time after I'd been working on his project for the past year and a half. So that was pretty cool. He just happened to have a show in Greer above the Select restaurant. And we happened to be there and happened to meet him after working for him for a year and a half. It was pretty cool. But yeah, V-A-N-D-E-R-S-T-E-N, Vandersteen.
He isn't going to afford that, but I'll tell his dad he's got to get him some Vandersteen. How'd you happen to do the coating for him, Dave?
Buddy, when I was an architect at Bank of America, he was an architect as well. And I flew airplanes, and he did hi-fi audio. And he had something wrong with one of his sets of speakers. It wasn't Vandersteen, it was something else. So he contacted the manufacturer. The manufacturer put him in that actually did the design for it that lives in Minnesota. And that guy, while he was helping him, while the guy in Minnesota was helping my buddy in Charlotte out with his amp, he said, "Hey, do you know anybody that writes code?" He said, "We're going from these big chips and we're going to a microprocessor. And we don't know anybody that writes code." And he said, "It just so happens I do." And he called me and he said, "You want the project?" And I said, "Sure." And that's how we got started.
That's all I can say. Wow. Well, that's a cool story. I'm sorry to hold you up so long, but that was interesting. And I don't understand it. I've talked to hams, especially out in California and that they have a virtual audio set up that is just incredible just for ham radio. And I think, well, it's only 2,600 cycles wide on single sideband. How much fidelity are you going to get out of that compared to FM or something like that? But they did sound good, but they sure spent a lot of money on it. It looked like a mixing station in where they make records and that. Take care, Dave. W4DGW in 02 clear.
To get high quality, you can go broad, or you can go fast, or you can go broad and fast. They don't have to go broad and fast. They can just go faster and faster. I think the limits have been raised now on amateur radio. You can go a lot faster than you used to. And when you're in the experimental band, you can go as fast as you want to go. Nobody cares. Anyway, take care. You must please enjoy the evening. And 02R, W4DJW, clear.